Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tools from FedEx.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Joe Frizzard back on the show. Joe is he's a gold and rare coin expert. He's an investment strategist with those things. He's the co-owner of C&B Asset Management, CEO there. And he's here to talk to us about, I've got a bunch of things I want to talk to him about. I want to talk about gold as an investment. I want to talk about coins as an investment. I want to talk about inflation and where gold is right now. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Hey, tell us where gold is right now.
Gold, as we speak, is pretty flat from yesterday, 1748 and change.
Yeah. Have we found a trading range for gold? You know, for a long time it was, you know, how many years did we have was gold at a $300 trading range?
And then it went to
$300, $400, $500, and it kind of stayed there as a trading range. Are we finding it in a trading range now?
Well, I think you're going to see these type of, you're going to see a little stagnation in the market here and there, but I think within the next 6 to 12 months, you're looking at $2,000 plus. I mean, you're talking about a 15% increase in the gold from the spot price of gold today to get over $2,000, and gold's up over 10% this year. So,
what's going to make gold go up?
I think you have the same issues in place now that you had 2-3 years ago. You have the lack of confidence in the economy. You have the threat of inflation. You have the new administration in place. People are afraid of paper investments these days, so I don't think anything's changed.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, if you're looking at gold from a standpoint of being an alternative investment, if you think about it, I think that, I mean, I'm not a Wall Street expert, but I'm having a hard time based on what I know about the economy. I'm having a hard time understanding the valuation of Wall Street these days.
Well,
am I wrong about that?
You're definitely right. I mean, I'm no Wall Street expert myself, but I mean, if you're sitting around and you have your investment portfolio with the stocks and bonds and your real estate and a few other investment vehicles, and you're a little light on gold, I'd be a little afraid. I'd be a little edgy on that. And nobody's going to tell you. Nobody should tell you. I know we don't tell our clients to sell all your paper assets and put it in the gold.
Right.
That wouldn't be an approved
play. This whole conversation is about diversity, isn't it?
Diversification.
Yeah.
You know, 5, 10, and maybe as much as 15% of your entire portfolio investment, that's where it needs to be in gold. If you don't have the patience for long-term with rare coins and numismatic coins, then just buy gold. Buy gold eagles or maple leaves or whatever it is, or gold bars, whatever you feel comfortable with. I like the gold eagles because they're...
I want to get into the coins and the gold in a minute. But what about... let's get back to something you said that I wanted to talk about, and that's inflation. I've been writing about this recently, about how the Fed's basically propped up Wall Street, as far as I can tell, with their quantitative easing. They're unlimited now, basically unending, unlimited quantitative easing. What is it, $40 billion a month that they're pumping into Wall Street? How could that not wind up being inflationary, Joe?
Well, they've been telling us, inflation's in check. And when's the last time you've seen anything go down in price? You have, at the end of October, you had the highest rate of inflation that you had in some time. So I just think this is the tip of the iceberg. Sooner or later, the printing of money, continuous printing of money, is going to come back to bite you.
There's no real quandary about that equation, is there? I mean, it can't be anything else. And here's the other thing, folks. All that money is going to have to come out of the economy one of these days. When they start bringing it out, then the economy is going to go down, right? And
you're going to have to, right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Listen, I'm listening.
No, I'm just saying this is something that I, and I'll tell you something else. The Fed shouldn't have any credibility when they talk about inflation until they start including food and energy in their equation, which they
correct.
Don't.
Correct.
And those two things don't. Have gone up like crazy. Look at what the price of corn has done to food and other things. Look at what the price of oil has done to our pocketbooks. The price of gasoline over the last few years. These are inflationary things. And I don't know what that means to you from an investment standpoint, from a diversification standpoint, folks, but I'm convinced that I've seen inflation. I lived through the 70s. I'm convinced that we're headed, Joe, you did too. I'm convinced we're headed to inflationary times, and I don't like it, but I'm afraid that's the case. We come back. I'm going to get Joe to make the case for gold and also for coins. Stay with us.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.